The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM and
88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And we are so excited to be here.
As always.
As always. And if it sounds a little bit funny, it's because we're in a different room. I don't know why it would sound funny. It sounds funny to us.
Sounds closer, you know
yes.
what I mean?
So, as you know, sometimes we're in a big room and sometimes we're in a small room. All for your listening pleasure. Yes. And today, my husband brought the deck furniture out from the shed and put it on the deck.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so excited.
He's getting real. He's
ready. And I was shocked because it's not really warm out.
No.
And he doesn't like to be cold. So this was definitely a bolt of spring that he encountered this morning.
There's a day coming up this week. I don't remember which one. It's going to be 60 degrees.
Yes, I know. It will give me the fever. It will give me the fever. You know, I have these sneakers. They're called barefoot sneakers, and they're sneakers that are really comfortable, and you feel like you're barefoot, and air kind of flows through them. I wasn't aware when I walked on soggy ground that air also flows through the bottom, which also means water comes through the bottom. So I'm walking around this property, and it's just like every step, just this little squish right into my sock.
Oh.
Yeah, why I'm sharing, I don't know, but that's what we do. We talk about stuff.
Stuff.
And I have a quote before you do your true, false, or riddle.
You go ahead and do it.
And this quote is from Henry David Thoreau.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it's long. As a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, so a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over and over the kind of thoughts we wish to dominate our lives.
I like that.
Ain't that the truth?
That is a good one.
Repetition, repetition, garbage in, garbage out. Repetition, repetition, repetition.
All right, I got to understand about half of that.
Oh.
What's garbage in, garbage out?
Well, they say if you think thoughts over and over that are, like, bad, that's what will come out of you.
Oh.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Okay, but...
So we have to... I don't know what the opposite is. Good stuff in, good stuff out?
I guess that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth's atmosphere is made up of 78% oxygen, number one. Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system, number two. Smog forms when air pollutants react with sunlight, and that's number three. And two are true and one is false.
We will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show, and we will have the answers for you at the bottom of the second half of our show.
Well said. Well said.
Should I share Marie's email?
Yes.
So we get emails all the time from all you guys, and we just love them. And some of them we like to share. And this one, Marie was actually responding to our discussion about the hamburger. Correct?
Correct.
So she said, okay, we'll wait to send this one until the show ends. So she was probably still in the middle of listening. She said, so, surprise, the food for Connecticut wasn't hamburger. So we weren't talking about hamburgers. We were talking about state food, the food of the state.
Right.
And why
we didn't have one in Massachusetts.
Yeah. And why it wouldn't be like Massachusetts would be maybe baked beans or
right.
apple pie or marijuana brownies for Massachusetts.
Yeah.
The air smells like pot. I drive around and the air smells like pot.
Really?
I don't like it.
Geez, I'm going to have to roll my window down.
So she was surprised. The food in Connecticut wasn't the hamburger. Since it was discovered and served there in 1895 in New Haven, Connecticut. And I happen to know this place that I think she's talking about is called Louis Lunch or Louis Lunch.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very small building. And you walk in. It's really old. It's actually got wooden stools against the walls. Some of them, I think, like flopped down. Tiny little, I think they had like tiny booths. Is tiny little a real word? Tiny little, two words together? Is that a real? Tiny little?
No, it's two words.
Is that like redundant? Tiny little? Tiny little, teeny?
Little tiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you step up to the counter, and they have the original hamburger cooking machines where the hamburgers go in sideways. So the hamburger is vertical, not horizontal.
Uh-huh.
And it goes into this little rack, and these things are really old. And it goes in sideways. And the way they make their burgers is they make meatballs, and then they push on them. And then they put them in this little rack.
I thought everybody did that.
You put them in this rack and cook them. They're served on toast. They do not have cheese. They have cheese spread. They do not have, they have potato chips. There are no condiments. And if I remember right, there's no pickles.
So there's no ketchup?
Nothing. You eat the burger a virgin burger.
Okay.
And the place when we went was packed. And you stand around and eat, or if you're lucky to get a seat, you can sit. And people have carved things over the years into the wood of the walls and the seats. And I think they're like little booths, those little seats that have, I think they're little booths where they carve. And that's how they make them. That's it. You have chips, and you don't have. There's no potato salad. There's no coleslaw. There's no ketchup. There's no mustard. There's no mayo.
How about a bottle of water?
Maybe. So she continues and says, "I also read the pizza. They're famous for this white clam pizza.
That's
for
Connecticut."
Not for me, and I'm with her. You know, we're Italians, and we like the sauce and the pepperoni and the sausage
right,
and the hamburger.
Right,
and
right.
And I like the anchovies. I like and the oil. I like it. Like, I know. She said, though, give me a good veggie pizza. Hey, Marie, look, we got to have the meatball. We got to have sausage.
I agree with you, darling.
So she said our aunt, made great whoopie pies because we talked about a state that the whoopie pie was the food. And then another aunt of ours, and then I had mentioned my sister makes great whoopie pies. And then she wrote, did we talk about pawpaws?
We did.
What was pawpaws?
Very quickly. It was a fruit.
Okay. So she said, pawpaws, we got to get her on the show.
I know.
Pawpaws is mentioned in a song in the Jungle Book. Did you read The Jungle Book?
No, I didn't.
I'm ashamed to say I didn't. And maybe she needs to challenge us to read it.
I think I've seen parts of the movie.
The movie. Mm-hmm.
But not the whole thing.
in the Jungle Book. And then she said the bare necessities.
Yeah.
That was the
That's the song that is with it.
I remember the song. She said, we had some great facts that we shared that day. She said, thanks. Continue doing what you do. And then she said, love Marie.
We do love Marie.
We do. And I think we also had another email from her, but I can't find it. But I think we will look for it because today we're recording two shows.
We are.
And what are you talking about today, my dear?
I have one-liners.
All right.
Well, maybe sort of.
All right.
And imagine, if you will, an atheist stuck at a green light behind a car with a honk if you love Jesus bumper sticker.
Oh, that's a toughie. That's a toughie.
What do you do?
Yeah, I think you just sit there. And you wait, right?
Yep.
You just sit there and you wait. Or maybe you have a change of heart. And you honk that quickly. Yep, just like that.
Imagine, if you will, a world in which YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook merge to become known as You Twit Face.
You look at YouTube.
I do.
Twitter?
No.
Facebook?
Sort of.
Yeah. I don't twit.
I never did.
In Facebook, I've had something, an account there. I think it's still there, but I don't go in.
I am very upset with Facebook. They have somebody posting who is...
dead?
No, who should be arrested or something because she likes to almost pose completely naked.
And they want to arrest her for that?
No, I want to.
Oh, you want to arrest
her? Off Facebook.
Oh, she's in Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're posting that stuff?
They're posting it.
Yeah, well.
It's really, really gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am pure. So there.
Yeah. So, no, we don't want to look at it anyway. And no, it shouldn't be there.
No.
Come on. There's got to be a line you can't cross. You know, everybody says, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of... Well, you know what?
That's not speech.
No. No.
All right, what you got?
I have... Oh, what do I have? Nutmeg. Oh, I have... Oh.
Maybe not.
Oh, you know what? It didn't print. Let's see. Here we go. American cheese is not American.
American cheese is not American?
It's not American. It actually originated in Switzerland. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, well, no, it doesn't. Because that would be Swiss-American. No, it wouldn't be American at all.
No.
It was adapted in the U.S. for convenience and shelf life.
I always thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake, too. I think it is not... I don't believe it is real cheese.
Right.
Like Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Do you eat Velveeta?
I did.
How come you don't anymore?
Because I don't like it.
You decided you just didn't like it anymore.
Right.
Did you ever make mac and cheese with Velveeta cheese? Mac and cheese with Velveeta?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So don't tell me what it's made of. But I can tell you, making mac and cheese with Velveeta is like Kraft mac and cheese on steroids. It's good. It's creamy. It's, yeah. But nothing like homemade baked mac and cheese.
You're a cheese fanatic.
I really do like cheese. Almost all kinds.
All right.
Baked.
You got to have something to love.
Baked mac and cheese with the crunchy on the top and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Right out of the oven.
And then underneath that's the mush, which
yes.
You can have.
I want the mush. You want the crunch?
I want the crunch.
And I want the mush.
Okay.
Okay. We could be called Crunch and Mush. We're not Bev and Lynn anymore. We're Crunch and Mush.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it has to be right out of the oven, because if you let it sit for a while...
It gets soggy.
It gets hard. It absorbs... The pasta absorbs most... The liquid as it sits absorbs the liquid in the cheese, and it's not the same as right out of the oven.
Okay. Okay. Just calm down.
Yum.
Relax.
Yum.
We're going to make it.
All right.
Okay. I need everyone to wish me luck. I have a meeting at a bank later, and if it goes well, I will be out of debt. I'm so excited, I can barely put on my ski mask. That was more than a one-liner.
Yeah.
But... Oh, I have to tell you this one. This one I like a lot. If I offered you $100,000 to jump out of an airplane without a parachute, you'd say no.
Right.
What if I told you the plane was on the ground?
Oh, you never said.
The moral of the story, know the facts before you open your mouth.
Yes. I heard this comedian talking about, and I thought this is where you were going with that, saying to someone, would you rather be dragged behind a truck for 100 miles or be eaten by a shark?
That's a choice?
Yes.
That's a choice?
Which would you choose?
The car?
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd want the shark.
Why?
I think it'd be quicker. I think if you're dragged, you're like,
Well, not unless you're lying on a trampoline or something.
Right.
It's pulling. The car is pulling it.
I don't think I mentioned a trampoline. I don't think I mentioned a trampoline. But I guess that would be following up with what you said. You'd have to ask me, well,
yeah,
am I on something?
Right.
And I would say, oh, yes, you're on a big, thick mattress.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
That's why I knew that was going to come up.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you'd still pick the shark?
Well, no, not if there's a match. Not if there's a mattress. I would do the mattress. So what is this? This says, what is the oldest food in the world?
Nuts?
Close. Popcorn. But it says one of the oldest preserved foods. This is one of the oldest fun food facts. Archaeologists discovered remnants of popcorn dating back to over 6,700 years ago.
Boy, that's old popcorn.
That's really old popcorn. I wonder if it would still pop. I'd try it. But then you're ruining an artifact.
You would dare.
However, what if he found like a whole jar of popcorn back then? Or Jiffy Pop.
Would they have a jar?
No.
A glass jar?
No. Did you make Jiffy Pop when you were a kid?
Sure.
Wasn't that fun to watch?
On the stove?
Yes. Yes. What? What was that? It was always fun to watch it untwirl. The foil would untwist as it got bigger.
And puffy.
And got puffy, and it would just untwist. I won't make that for many reasons, but I have one of those flat top stoves.
Yep.
And all I can think of is the foil of the Jiffy Pop.
Right, no.
Scratching it. Are you a popcorn lover?
Not a lover. I'll eat it.
What if you're in the movies and you don't want popcorn? And we're sitting next to each other. And I got popcorn. And you don't want any. But then you take one bite. What happens?
It gets stuck in my teeth.
Okay. Would you want more?
Maybe not.
Would it turn on a switch? Like pop? Would it turn on a popcorn wanting switch?
And we're asking for
more popcorn. Mark gets popcorn every time we go to a movie. It doesn't matter if we've already eaten dinner. It doesn't matter if we're going out for dinner. Popcorn. I'll be stuffed or waiting for dinner. Popcorn. I never get any. If I take one piece of popcorn, I can't stop.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that he wouldn't let you.
Oh, there was a day. The arm would go up, but he's over that.
Okay.
He's very good about that now.
Okay.
But once I eat one, I won't stop. And he'll let me.
That's me with potato chips.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. What's your favorite kind of potato chip? Not the company. The flavor.
No, the ribbed one.
Lay's?
You said not the company.
Oh, oops. So just salt. Just a potato chip with
cream
salt.
Cream and onion.
Oh, sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and onion.
That you and I could polish off a couple bags of that.
Easily.
How about dill pickle?
No.
How about salt and vinegar?
No.
But sour cream and onion?
Yeah.
Okay. I like all of those.
Vinegar.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right. Helpful diet tip. If you stir coconut oil into your kale, it makes it easier to scrape into the trash.
I knew you were going to somewhere like that. That's great. Because the coconut oil. Ooh,
and I read it
kale,
wrong.
Kale. Why?
Never mind.
It worked.
Maybe it. All right.
It worked.
Go on.
It does.
Keep going.
Because there's people that kale is like the curse. Kale is hard to chew.
I don't hate it, but I don't exactly love it either.
I think if you cut it up really small.
And put it with something else.
And marinate it in like Italian dressing and make a salad where it's softened by the marinade.
Right.
Yeah, sounds good to me. And I think you have to cut the rib out. That hard piece in the center.
I have never seen kale in the
store, in the raw form.
In the raw form.
Do you get it frozen?
It's usually in a package.
Frozen?
No.
Like a meal?
Oh, well, yeah.
With cream sauce on it?
Yeah.
Or Velveeta cheese.
No. God.
Natural vanilla. Natural vanilla comes, the flavor, natural vanilla flavor, comes from an orchid. I think we knew that.
I think so. But wasn't there something about a beaver?
A beaver? You get vanilla from a beaver?
I'll have to look it up again.
All right. Okay. The vanilla pod comes from a type of orchid plant, although much of the vanilla used today is produced synthetically. Well, that's a concern because I buy natural vanilla, and I would hate to think that it's synthetically produced and it's not real. But the vanilla bean... The stick, you know, the stick?
Is that the
stem of the orchid?
I don't.
Maybe.
No.
Because I know the chefs, like, slice that really. They slice it down the middle, and then they scrape out the vanilla. Too much work for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's too much work. I'd just add the vanilla from the bottle.
All right. I have two things that are going to make you go, what? Did you know if you go to Takeout Google, takeout.google.com, you can download all the data Google has on you, history, emails, files, etc., the whole works. And I went to see if it worked, and it did.
No.
I didn't download anything because it said it needed $2. No.
$100?
No. Two gigabytes.
Beth just handed me a pen.
It has no pen.
Nothing inside of it. Oh my gosh. So
Hold on.
I need you to repeat that.
Takeout.
Is that, you write in takeout?
TAKEOUT.
So that's part of the address.
Dot.
Yep.
Google. Dot. Com.
So can you do that about anybody?
Well, I wouldn't try to do it about anybody unless they said, yeah, go ahead.
So you put in your name?
No.
What did
well,
you do?
After you go into, say, takeout.google.com, it asks you for your
information. And then everything comes up.
Yep.
So they're going to know that I stole something from Bradley's when I was a kid?
Well, they might not have, but now they know for sure.
Did I ever tell you that story?
Did you ever put that on the web?
No, but you wonder if they turned me into the police. It was a terrible... I'm going to tell the story.
I think you already did.
Did I?
I think so.
So if you want to hear it, just email us. We have an email address.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Okay, what's the other one you told me would freak me out?
Maybe this won't freak you out.
I don't know. The last one really freaked me out.
I know how to make yeast.
Okay.
If you use yeast, do you ever just go to the store and buy
it? I buy it.
Yeah. Boil 1 pound of good flour, 1/4 pound of brown sugar, a little salt, and 2 gallons of water for 1 hour. Remove from heat. When mixture is still warm, bottle and cork it closed. It'll be ready in 24 hours.
A gallon of what?
2 gallons of water.
2 gallons of water? What am I going to put it in?
Something really big. But that pint of yeast will make 18 pounds of bread.
Oh!
What?
I'll call you when I'm done with my 18th pound of bread that I'm going to bake.
I was thinking, geez, why couldn't we just split it in half?
Why don't we just buy the little packet? Yeah. The little Fleischmann's.
Because
yeast.
Maybe that's really yeast from an animal. I don't know.
I don't know. Does yeast come from an animal?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Somebody told me it did when they found out that I was a vegetarian. She said, oh, well, you can't eat that.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah. Thanks. Shine your light. Shine your little light on us. Tell me what you think. Most supermarket wasabi is fake.
No.
I love wasabi.
How can you eat wasabi? It's too spicy.
Oh, you mix it in with the soy sauce and then you just use a little bit. It's really good. It goes right up your sinuses.
I'm learning things about you.
Oh,
I did not know.
Bev, shoots right up your sinuses.
Yeah.
We need to go to an Asian restaurant because you can have vegetables there.
I know.
And do you eat tofu?
No.
I've learned to like tofu if they cook it so it's not soggy. It's firm.
They lied to me. They told me that it tasted like whatever you cook it with, but I never thought that.
Oh, you tried cooking it?
No, I've tried it in a restaurant and I didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
No.
Nope. It's textural, too.
Yeah.
It's got the weird texture.
Yeah.
But, oh, wasabi, right up the sinus. It's good. So it says it's usually colored horseradish because real wasabi is expensive and hard to grow.
Now, I can take a little tiny bit of horseradish.
Me too. I can take a lot.
Okay.
Does it go up your nose?
No.
Does it feel good in your sinuses?
No.
So a little tiny bit means how much?
A little tiny bit. You could put it between your thumb and your forefinger.
And that's it. That's good. Brave of you. I'm happy for you. Do you put it on... No, you wouldn't put it on kielbasa. You wouldn't put it on ham. What would you put the horseradish in? Eggs?
Well, when I wasn't a vegetarian, with ham and maybe something else.
Yeah.
Just to spice it up.
Yeah. I like that. We're going to have to look and see if wasabi. Wait a minute. What was the one you said came from? What was the one you said came from animals? And I was going to look it up. Was it wasabi?
Yeast.
Thank you. Horseradish is not made of horses, by the way.
Gosh.
No.
Nor radishes.
It's a big big, big root.
Once you carry your own water, you'll learn the value of every drop.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever someone asks me to sign their cast, I always write, last warning, you have a week to get my money together.
All right, and I have ranch dressing is dyed.
Dyed? As in D-Y-E-D?
Yes, with titanium dioxide, the same. Oh, you're not going to like this, people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you are not going to like this, people. Ranch dressing is dyed with titanium dioxide, which is the same ingredient used in sunscreen and paint to make it look whiter. So I'd want to know so we're not eating the sunscreen or the paint, but I'd want to know what the titanium dioxide is.
Holy cow.
But I don't eat ranch dressing, so
I used to eat it all the time.
Mm.
Not anymore.
Mm. Ranch dressing is to help you get your vegetables down when you go to a buffet.
Yeah.
And you have that veggie platter. What a waste of money.
It is. It is.
Doesn't it always end up sitting there after and you have to figure out what you're going to make with the leftover vegetables in the tray? Because nobody's eating. Maybe four people have had some of it.
Look, I think they've got some rabbits out back.
Yeah, maybe. And then the kids pick up a carrot stick and put it in the dressing, lick all the dressing off the carrot stick and put it back in the tray.
Oh, no.
I've seen that happen.
Oh.
And I've seen that happen with tortilla chips.
Oh.
Yes, I have seen it.
Now, tortilla chips taste good. You don't have to worry about that.
But they lick the stuff off and put it back in the bowl.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. We were once kids, right?
All right.
Fruit-flavored snacks. You know why they're shiny?
Why?
Oh, God. Carnauba wax?
The stuff for the cars?
The same wax you use on the cars is why the fruit-flavored snacks shine. Okay, well, everybody. This is a problem.
Yeah.
Because how many kids eat the fruit-flavored gummies?
I don't see too many kids licking a car.
No. No.
God.
Oh, gosh. Oh, this is troubling. Okay.
A minister said to his congregation, next week I'll be preaching about the sin of lying. To prepare, I'd like everyone to read Mark chapter 17. The next Sunday, he asked, who read Mark 17 like I asked? Every hand went into the air. The minister grinned and said, Mark has only 16 chapters. Let's talk about lying.
I love that. That's really good.
Ha ha, gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
The first testicular guard, the cup.
What?
The first testicular guard. The cup was used in hockey in 1874, and the first helmet was used in 1974. That means it only took 100 years for men to realize that their brain is also important.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Do you like 90s alternative?
Do you like 2000s emo?
Are you tired of the same old predictable radio?
Tune in to Zennial Yearbook on WTBR. We're playing the best alternative songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
We're playing Green Day, Foo Fighters,
Blink-182, Weezer, and more My Chemical Romance than is required by law.
So tune your Walkman to 89.7 FM WTBR. Saturdays at 2 p.m. for all this and more.
It's Sunny with Yearbook.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we are back.
We are.
We are back, and that was our break. And I just want to say, was it Larry Krepke who has the country music?
Yeah.
Larry, so the little jingle that he has, something like country music.
Yeah.
It's country music, Larry. It's got to be way country music. It's got to have a twang in there, Larry. Give us a little twang. I love country music. Love country music. So.
What?
You have twin belts.
Oh. The Earth's atmosphere is made up of 78% oxygen is number one, true or false. Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system. And smog forms when air pollutants react with sunlight.
And there's one true.
One, no, there's two true.
One false.
Yep.
One is false.
Just
okay.
One.
All right. So looked up yeast.
And?
Yeast is a type of fungus related to mushrooms. It says yeast is a diverse group of single-celled fungi, not bacteria, known for their role in fermentation, producing alcohol and carbon dioxide, and their use in baking, brewing, and as a model organism in scientific research.
So they're completely vegetarian.
They are found everywhere in nature, from soil to fruit, and can reproduce mainly by budding, though they can also reproduce sexually or by fission.
Okay.
While most are harmless, some species like Candida albicans can cause infections.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, how about
it's plant.
That?
Whoops. Found in soil, on plant surfaces like grape skins, and in the digestive tracts of animals. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's still...
There's got to be some that doesn't.
Doesn't, right. I mean,
yes.
it should say something on the package, right? So you know what you're getting?
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the digestive tract that they left when they...
Oh, so that doesn't mean it's the animal.
No.
It's the digestive tract from the stuff they're eating.
Right.
So you could eat everything coming out of the digestive tract of a cow. Yum.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait for dinner.
Oh, there's something about that.
No. Okay, continue on, my dear.
Salons always have hair on the floor. Garages always have oil on the floor. Banks, what's your problem?
True.
Why do eggs come in flimsy styrofoam cartons and batteries come in a package only a chainsaw can open? I haven't got the answer to that.
I just tried opening one of those little pack of things you rip open and you take the cloth out to clean your glasses or... I'm thinking, a pair of scissors, really? I need to get a pair of scissors? Oh, or pills. Sometimes when you get pills and they're in those little foil cards.
Oh, yes.
And you've got a...
Yes,
or plastic
yes.
cards and you can't open it.
Got to figure out how to peel it back.
I don't even think younger people can do that. I don't think it's an elderly thing. I don't have any arthritis or anything. I can't open those things. Got to get scissors or a knife.
Well, I have some that I can open, but I don't need to tell you that.
You can hit, you can hit them with a hammer, but then...
They're not real good then.
No. Nutmeg.
Ooh, what about nutmeg?
It can be a hallucinogenic if it's taken... large doses.
Oh.
And the compound that causes it is called myristicin. Myristicin, I think I'm pronouncing that right, from nutmeg. But you have to have a lot of it.
Wasn't that going on for a while there? Weren't they saying something about it? They were even trying cinnamon?
Really?
Yeah.
To get high?
To get high or to find out what it does to you.
Cinnamon's not cheap.
Cinnamon's not cheap, and it doesn't do anything for you either.
Well, I think I put cinnamon in stuff.
There's you know what you say to people like that?
That like cinnamon?
No, that like to try those kind of things. Somewhere out there, there's a tree that's sole purpose is to replace the oxygen you waste. Go find it and apologize.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Go hug a tree. Crackers. Do you know why they have holes in them?
No.
To prevent air bubbles during baking. Think about it.
Well,
I think
cookies
about,
don't have holes in them, and
maybe it's not the same type of mixture.
No. Okay.
That's all why right. There's holes.
Yeah.
So it says here.
Okay. Today's housekeeping trick. You may already know this.
Let me find out.
Always keep several get well cards on the mantle. That was, if unexpected guests arrive, they'll think you've been sick and unable to clean.
I like that. That's good. I like that. That's
I would
really
save
good.
That. I would save that.
Yeah, that's a good one. And maybe they'd bring you some food.
It may be.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a serious suggestion.
No.
Cranberries bounce like rubber balls because of their air pockets. I'm going to try that. Oh, mine aren't ripe. Mine are frozen. They have to be ripe.
Oh.
You can bounce them. Hey, that just screams party game. Doesn't it?
It does.
Put some cups on the table, bounce the cranberries, and try to get them in the cup. Oh. Sounds good to me. You know how they do the thing with the ping pong ball?
Yep.
You could do cranberries.
In the colo cups or whatever
the
they are.
The solo cups, yeah.
Solo.
You could do cranberries, but you could do a handful at a time. Just bounce them on the table and see where they go. But do it outside because
yeah,
cranberries
like,
stain.
I have a life.
Hey!
Thomas Sowell once said, "It is hard to imagine a more stupid or more dangerous way of making decisions than by putting these decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong."
Oh.
That went different, didn't it?
That sure did go different. I didn't expect that. Didn't expect that. That's true, though.
Yes.
Ouch. Broccoli contains more protein per calorie than steak.
Really?
Though you'd need to eat a lot more to match the protein content.
Oh, never mind.
But I like broccoli. Would you rather eat broccoli? Oh, no, you wouldn't eat steak, so I can't ask you if you'd rather eat broccoli than steak. But I like broccoli. I'm fussy about how it's cooked.
If it was a Beyond steak, it would be good.
They have Beyond steaks?
I think so. I saw a package once of Beyond Steak ribs, or not ribs, but tips.
Like in barbecue sauce kind
of
a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I would try that.
It was good.
You tried that?
Yeah.
Do you do it with rice?
I didn't do it with anything because I didn't know if I was going to like it or
so
not.
So you just cooked it?
Yep.
Microwaved it?
Saucepan on the stove.
Oh, my gosh. I'm impressed. am so impressed.
Not everything is microwave.
Okay, bananas, cucumbers, and kiwis. Oh. Bananas, cucumbers, and kiwis are berries.
Are berries, yes.
Strawberries
are not.
Blackberries, raspberries are not berries.
Because the seeds are on the outside.
Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. So what are they?
You mean you don't have the answer to that?
No. Bananas have the seeds on the inside. Cucumbers, kiwis, all on the inside. So pomegranate, inside. Yes.
Yeah.
What else? Avocado?
Yeah. They have a big seed inside.
Is it fruit? Okay. Yes.
I don't know.
I think so.
I'd eat it anyway.
Mango? That's a fruit?
Yep.
But blackberries, strawberries, and raspberries are fruits, but not berries.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to look that one up.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Allan Poe is about to run into a tree. What do you shout at him?
Edgar Allan Poe is about to run into a tree.
What do you shout?
I don't know.
Poetry.
Cute. Very cute.
Okay, let's see. Do you have a favorite stovetop burner?
What? What did you say?
Do you? It says, one of the weirdest things about being an adult is having a favorite stovetop burner. Nobody talks about it, but you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do, too. This is weird. Who would ever have thought? And you know, the one that's my favorite is the one that can heat up real big.
Yep.
Or you can go down to the next size and then the smaller. And I'll cook on that. Doesn't matter what size the pan is.
Right.
I'll turn it up to the biggest burner. And I'll cook it on that.
That's why they love your cooking.
Because I won't switch the burners. I know. I love that burner. That's funny. Hey, you guys, do you have a favorite burner? Email us. Tell us what your favorite burner is.
How many burners are there on a laptop on the top of the stove? Four?
I have five.
Five.
Because I have a little warming one that I never use.
No.
So tell us which burner, the location of it. Email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we will do it. We will see how many people will announce it. See if we have a
she will announce
see,
it.
See see what the most popular burner is. I'll just say mine is the front right hand side. Which one's yours?
Front right hand side.
Front right hand side. Now this is curious. I wonder if you're right handed.
Yes.
I wonder if lefties, if it's the front left hand side.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Let us know.
Sex ed classes in schools should just be listening to a baby cry for 6 straight hours while watching Peppa Pig on repeat.
Oh, gosh. Peppa Pig. I never saw Peppa Pig.
Nope, me either.
No, it's not the generation that my kids grew up with. But I have to say there's this cartoon. It's British, and the dog is called Blue, and it's really good.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it a black and white?
No. The dog is Blue, and the dog is a girl, and has a little baby sister. And
all right.
It's really good for kids, but I found myself kind of going to mesmerize, like, not mesmerize, just impressed.
Yeah.
Going,
Okay.
So ketchup was once used as medicine in the 1800s.
I heard that.
It does. I don't have an explanation. What did you hear?
Just that.
The vinegar?
Might be.
What else is in ketchup?
Tomatoes.
Why is it that Hunt's ketchup spells it C-A-P-S-U-P, ketchup?
Catsup.
Is it Hunt's? And Heinz is K-E-T-C-H-U-P. Ketchup.
U-P.
Or catsup. And you know, I haven't looked in a very long time because I had no reason to. In the grocery store to even see if they still have the brand that says catsup.
Okay.
I just wonder why that even happened.
It was one of those things.
It was one of those things.
One day I'm going to judge a spelling bee. I'll ask one of the kids to spell the word there. When he asks for it in a sentence, I'll say, their car is parked over there and they're late. That was cute.
That is cute.
Holiday safety tip. If your birthday starts with 19, you should stop wrapping presents on the floor.
Do you do that?
I did.
I still do. I have to.
Help me up, dear.
Yeah. I have to, and I have to do it in front of TV. I have to do it in the living room. I have to drag everything out there, get it all set up on the floor, turn on something Christmassy. Well, what would you think?
Do you have a carpet?
I do.
Uh-huh.
So I'd put on a Christmas movie.
Oh, gosh.
Which would be...
It's a Wonderful Life.
And wrap. Yep.
Still. That way, it's... I know why you do that. It's because you don't have to watch the movie. You just got to listen to
it. Yes, I just listen to it. Yeah. I have to tell you. So the other day, so in the morning, I usually have Alexa just play the Dick Van Dyke Show. So I just hear it. And I left the room. I went into my office and it was very, very early. And I hear it's pouring rain out. It's pouring rain. I'm like, wow, that is loud. And I'm thinking, I don't even know if rain was in the forecast, but that's a lot of rain. And it didn't stop. It really big, loud. I thought, wow, that's really, really torrential. And then I got up and went in the other room, and I saw that the program had changed, probably at the end of Dick Van Dyke, to The Lone Ranger, which I've never watched. And it was the sound of the horse's hoofs running through the terrain.
Oh my!
No
gosh.
Pun intended. And their hoofs
sounded like rain.
Yes.
Okay.
And it struck me very funny. Lobsters were once considered food for the poor or the prisoners. Not prisoners.
Prisoners. Yeah.
And the laws even limited how much can be served to the inmates. Those lucky, lucky people. If that's jail food, I'm committing a crime. I'm going out there. Oh, man, I wonder if they got butter.
Sound effects not included.
Yep, that's all you need. Lobster and butter.
If you can't look back at your younger self and realize that you were an idiot, you're probably still an idiot.
I was. Yeah, I was an idiot.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. How many idiots do we have out there? Just raise your hand. Yep. Applesauce was the first food eaten in space by American astronaut John Glenn, 1962. Was that? That was a visual. That's why we're laughing. The lights. Like we told you before, are on a timer.
Yeah.
So every few minutes, we are in pitch black, and we have to wave paper or whatever to get
them
to come back.
And all I want to do is craft, snack, and nap. I want to go back to kindergarten.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, think about it. When we're little, it turns out to be what's happening when we're older. We did crafts.
Actually,
we did snacks.
Yeah.
We did naps. People get older. They do more crafts.
Yeah.
They have snacks. And they have naps. And when we're little, we wear diapers. And when we're older, and when we're little, we get up to walk and fall. And when we're older, we get up to walk and fall.
Oh, my God.
When we're little, we fall asleep early. When we're older, we fall early.
You got to write this down.
When we're little, we drool. When we're older, we drool.
That's a poem.
Ah, when we're little, we have no teeth. When we're older, we have no teeth. Think about it. It's crazy.
We are in kindergarten.
And it could go on and on and on. We know Mary Hood would probably write a poem about it.
I think she could do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. All righty. Potatoes were the first food planted in space in 1995 to support long-term space missions. So now, they weren't planted on the moon. They were planted in the
spaceship?
Yeah. You can't plant them on the moon.
No, but I mean...
So they probably grew them in little containers in space.
Huh.
Remember that movie? Oh, I can't remember the name of it. Ben Affleck, I think he was in it, and he was left. They forgot him.
The Martian?
Yes. And remember he planted potatoes and he used his bodily excretions fertilizer?
I never ever saw that.
Oh, it's a good movie.
But it's obvious. What? Do they pick him up at the
end? Yes,
I'm going to do the
spoiler. Yeah. It's a happy ending.
Okay.
And it's very, very cool. It's worth watching many times, over and over and over.
Feeling relief when you realize the weird house noises are ghosts and not something expensive you can't afford to fix is a different level of adulthood.
What? What? One more time.
Feeling relief when you realize the weird house noises are ghosts and not something expensive you can afford to fix in a different level of adulthood.
That's hilarious. That'd be a really cute sitcom, not sitcom, but a little video that you're relieved that you have ghosts in your house. All right, everybody, thank you. Don't forget to email us. We love hearing from you.
Please do.
And we'll see you next. We won't see you. You'll hear us next time.
Okay. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.